The Basher was sitting there, badly scarred, and with a couple of plates sprung. He got into it, checked the fuel, and started the motor with a "right here" space coordination punched in on the console. It ran. One thing you could say about the Cyclos, their stuff lasted forever. He shut the motor off and took a screwdriver to the top screws of the console. He loosened them a half turn, each one. Johnny was distracted by a sentry appearing at the tank port and handing him some ear pads, asking him to put them on. Johnny stood up and looked out the turret port to find out what was going on. It was Stormalong and the Tolnep, double ensign Slitheter Pliss, surrounded by guards.
"What's up?"
called Johnny. They didn't hear him. They all had ear pads on. Then Johnny saw that the Tolnep patrol craft had been dollied in here, and he could guess the rest of it. Stormalong probably wanted to know how it flew so he could teach pilots how to handle Tolnep craft. Probably Angus wanted to know the cycles of vibration of that paralysis beam. Slitheter Pliss seemed quite amiable. He had obviously written himself off as a Tolnep. He saw Johnny and hissed a greeting. But if they were going to let the Tolnep near that lethal sound vibrator, they were taking no chances that he would turn it on, paralyze the lot of them, and escape. Johnny didn't think so, for the Tolnep had nowhere to go. But he put the ear pads on anyway. The Tolnep seemed to find it a bit provoking that the accumulator terminals had been bent. They responded to his dumb show signs and gave him some tools, and he straightened them and rehooked the power cable. The craft promptly began to run, and he shut it off. With more dumb show, he pointed the switches out to Stormalong, indicating what they connected to, and Stormalong seemed to find it quite elementary. He nodded to the Tolnep and signaled the guards to take him away. Once Pliss was away from the craft, Johnny cautiously removed the ear pads and started to duck down out of the turret to resume his work. The Tolnep alarmed the guards by pausing and swinging open the side door of the tank. He almost got himself shot. But Johnny gestured for them to back up. He could shove the screwdriver into the Tolnep's teeth if he tried to bite.
"You people aren't cyclo-commanded, are you?"
said the Tolnep, hanging in the door. Getting no answer, since Johnny was not going to volunteer information to a potential escapee, no matter how remote escape might be, the Tolnep said,
"What are you trying to do with that tank motor?"
Johnny just looked at him for a moment, and then it occurred to him that as a Tolnep officer, Pliss might have been trained on these things.
"You know how this works?"
"Blast no! And neither does anyone else in any universe that I ever heard of. We've never raided this planet, but we have raided other cyclo bases. According to the textbooks, we've brought in thousands of these things just for the experts to look at."
He smiled, a rather frightening smile.
"I'll bet my next month's pay, which I'll never get, that you people are up against the same thing that everybody else is up against."
Allowing for possible malice, Johnny looked encouraging.
"We've gotten their textbooks, their mathematics texts even. We've actually captured a transshipment console intact. It said in the text that it worked once, and then as soon as they tried to find how it was built, pop, no console. The very best Tolnep commanders have interrogated cyclo engineers,"
continued Pliss,
"and nothing happened. Of use, that is. They chew you up and kill themselves. Been going on, I read once, for 302,000 years.
The Tolnep changed the subject.
"You got a metal sample room around here? I'm hungry, and maybe I can find something."
Johnny told the guards to take him there.
"So good luck,"
said the Tolnep with a sarcastic-sounding hiss. They took him away. Possibly it was just malice, Johnny thought. But he didn't believe it. He'd lost track of the sequence of actions he had been involved in when interrupted. So he started all over again. He put the console buttons in right here and tapped the power switch to start the tank motor. Nothing happened. He checked the connections. All usual. He tried to recall whether the Tolnep had touched anything, and the Tolnep hadn't. He once more tried to start the motor. Nothing.